We think we're a good organization. The Braille Revival League is a special interest affiliate of ACB. That means that all members of BRL or one of our affiliates are members of ACB. But you don't have to be a member of ACB to be a member of the Braille Revival League. We have roughly 300 members. Our mission is to promote the use of Braille around the country and around the world, because a lot of times people say, well, I can do use audio now. I really don't need Braille anymore. But that's really not true. If you can't read print and you can't read Braille, you are illiterate. And somebody, there was a commercial down in Florida once, I think it was Jose Feliciano that said it for the Lighthouse. He said, listening is not literacy. And that we firmly believe that. We have a newsletter. It's actually a magazine. The last issue was 84 pages in Braille. And it's called the BRL Memorandum. It comes out 3 times a year to all of our members in Braille, large print, or email. We have a our board meetings are open, and everybody is who joins is put on a membership list. It's a one-way list. We don't want all this many people talking to each other. That's too much. So, but we do send out notices about our board meetings and all of the other activities. We have a every other month, we have a call that a community call that Paul Edwards hosts called the Braille Buzz, and he has various topics of interest to Braille. I think the last one he had somebody coming on talking about the Braille Doodle. We've had National Braille Press. We've had HumanWare and Orbit Research and a lot of companies that deal with various aspects of Braille. So we do that every other month. And we have 6 affiliates. Hopefully it'll be 7 soon. We're really looking forward to Missouri coming back and joining us. But we have affiliates in Texas, California, New York, Illinois, Pennsylvania, and Florida. I think that was all 6. And they have meetings. The affiliates have meetings with the affiliate representative who they talk about various things that they're doing on the state level so that they can work off each other and they can get ideas from each other to work on the local level. So, because sometimes it's easier to work on the local level because you've got you can do a lot of good work that way. Also, we've just last year we had like thousands of alphabet cards, and I think it has the alphabet in Braille, and it has in print it says Braille feels cool, and there's it says something about can you decipher this code? And you have to, I don't know what it says in print, but then people can try to decipher the Braille message. And we have tasked all of our board members and our affiliates to give these out everywhere, to restaurants, libraries, stores, everywhere you go where somebody might be interested in Braille. So that's one of the things that we're doing to try to promote information about Braille to the sighted public. We also have a thing, I'm not sure whether it's still active, where people who are interested in receiving a Braille birthday card on their birthday, we have people that send those out too. So it's always fun to get something in the mail that's not print, I always look at the Braille stuff first and put the print aside. So that's a good thing. Membership in the Braille Revival League is $10 a year. You can pay for as many years as you'd like ahead. We have one person who paid up to 30-33, so that was fine. And then members of our affiliates, They don't pay me directly because I'm the national treasurer. They pay their state affiliate treasurer, and then the state affiliate treasurer gives me the $10 per person. So you don't get a break being a member through an affiliate. You still have to, or they still have to pay $10 for each of their members. And I have some ideas when we have the BRL of Missouri meeting. We can talk about how you can wangle having a BRL chapter and be a member of the state organization also. That's a sticky wicket because then you've got to pay twice. So we have ideas about how to help with that. Let's see. I think, oh, we have game books. We have several things for fundraising. We have a refrigerator magnet that it says Braille gives feeling to words, and it has my phone number on it. Everybody has my phone number all over the world, so that's okay. I don't know what the print says. I don't remember. It might have our logo on it, but they're $5 a piece. And then our secretary, Ralph Smitherman, he's a devilish kind of person. He's got a kind of mind that loves trivia. So he's produced five volumes of our game book, and each game book has nine word puzzles in it because he likes baseball. So it's like nine innings. I don't know. Doesn't mean much to me. But anyway, there are nine puzzles in each one, and the answers are in the back. And each book is $5, or you can buy the whole bundle for 25. So we do that for a fundraiser, and our fundraising committee is trying to figure out other things, like maybe Braille jewelry or something that we can do for some more fundraising. We have quite a few committees, advocacy and fundraising and membership and the Constitution, of course, and budget and finance, of course. Oh, community involvement is another committee we have to try to work on ways to educate the sighted public and people who aren't members of BRL, because you have to make people understand the importance of Braille so that they'll support it when maybe they build a new building. We've got to put Braille on the signs. I raised a fit here when they put new signs up in the clubhouses, and they were completely flat. There was no Braille, and I raised a big fit, and I put little Braille stickers on the signs so that I would know where I was going. Now they have lovely Braille on the signs. So that's just a way that you can be an advocate for yourself. I think that's it. That's a lot about what we are in BRL. To join, you can do it with a credit card, or you can do it through PayPal, or you can. We have a lovely membership form, but if you're joining as an affiliate, it'd be better to email me your membership list, and then I'll tell you how much you owe, and we can work out a payment arrangement that way. So now I really do think that's it. So, any
Okay.
questions?
First of all, Jane, I'd like to apologize to you and Tracy and all my MCB members for being late. This is Greg. How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
He's
And
one of our members.
yes.
Yes.
And Ralph
Yes.
is a big baseball fan. And for you folks in St.
Oh
Louis,
my God, he really is. Redbird 26, you know.
he is a Cardinal fan for you folks in
Yeah,
St.
I know.
Louis.
Go
So everybody
Cardinals.
here seems like is a big baseball fan. Everybody
Love
but
it. Well,
me.
not me. No,
No,
there's
I'm
no
more
sports in
football.
my house. No football, no baseball, no hockey, no basketball, not even horse racing, because the horses break their legs and I can't watch that. So
Ouch.
no. I'd rather read a book. So any questions?
Come on now,
I
y'all.
am wondering though, what you
Sabrina, I
you
raised my hand.
Okay, let me finish Sabrina, then you can go. Go ahead,
Okay,
ma'am.
go ahead, Sabrina.
Okay, I just wanted to tell Jane, you might be interested to know this. Well, I live in a complex of duplexes, and they actually have a Braille on a plaque out here outside of my apartment or duplex, and it has Braille on it.
Wonderful. Is the Braille right side up?
Yeah, it is. It's
Good.
At the bottom. It's a large print, and then underneath it says it just says the number. It doesn't say the street or anything. It just says the number of the address.
That's wonderful. See, that it's always so good when you find Braille somewhere. I'll tell you a little story. Our cabs, when we used to use cabs, what was called Barwood Taxi. And on the back of each of the driver's seat in each of those thousands of cabs, there was a plaque that said Barwood Taxi, and in Braille it said Barwood Taxi, except the AR sign was backwards, so it said BGH Taxi, BGH Wood Taxi. So I called them and I said, "You shouldn't have paid for these. These are not right, and the AR sign is backwards." And the lady I talked to said, "Well, maybe if you're driving the other direction, it'll be right."
Oh,
and
my.
I said, "Okay, I think we're done with this conversation." No, every time I look at them, I don't use cabs anymore, but every time I did, I looked at that BGH and I was, you know, maybe they fixed it. No, they didn't. So, no, that, you got to make sure that the Braille is right.
Well, that's funny you say that. Years ago, I don't know, I'm having to check when I go to convention. One of the signs at ACB, one of the Missouri signs would be missing an S.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we have signs on some of our light poles, and apparently a lot of those are upside down. So.
I tell you, I really like when I see signs on things like bathroom doors, you know, that'll say the men, women,
yeah,
that kind of thing.
You
sort of
want
really
that reassurance
like that.
That you're going in the right one, you know.
And I'll tell you another thing that I was really thrilled about was that Discover, you know, that's who I have my, that's my credit card. Oh. They now actually can give you cards in Braille.
That is wonderful. Well, Chase sent me a sleeve to put my card in, my credit card, and it has Braille on that sleeve. And Capital One and Chase give me Braille bank statements, and I got Braille on, I use CVS Caremark, and I get Braille on all my bottles.
Yes,
it's
Chase,
lovely.
That is cool because we get that sleeve from Chase as well. With
where
the
do
number.
You get your
that
pharmacy,
nice.
You said you get the bottles in Braille. Where do you, what pharmacy is that?
CVS Caremark.
CVS?
CVS Caremark. It's a mail order prescription.
Oh,
service.
Oh, it's not the same as the CVS that we have here?
Maybe
yes.
It's part of
yes,
CVS.
Yes,
yeah,
yes,
but
it is.
It's mail order.
It's the same thing. They CVS does like who's the place that does it? But they do their own. CVS has their own accessible bottle situation as a.
Well, they never have given it to me. I don't know
you
this
have,
place.
You'll have to probably
the one I
ask.
Deal with, I don't really like them that much.
You see, it's not when you go to CVS to the store. You have to do it through mail order.
We see, they never even told me about that. I didn't know there was anything like that with CVS that might, I might end up, I mean, because the thing is, you know, they're, if you get it through them, because, you know, CVS is a preferred pharmacy for Essence. Would that still count as being, getting, yeah, doing business with them?
I don't know. Well, I don't
you
know.
Have to, it's a special service. I'm going to tell you, most people probably at the counter probably wouldn't know because it is a service. It's offered CVS wide, but you have to do like she said, it's a mail order service. It's not like and I can't think of their name right now. The people with the talking script talk, script talk,
Oh,
script
Script
talk.
Talk.
Yes, script
Yeah, but
talk.
that's the
But
thing that you
Script
put your
Talk is
bottle
not,
in. Script
yes,
Talk
but
is
it's
not, they
mail.
don't do Script Talk.
I know they
CVS does
don't.
not.
Script, they have their own. That's why they don't do, they have what she's talking about.
Right, and they never have
Yeah,
gotten
but
that from
no,
me.
I don't have the thing that you put your bottle on. I actually have Braille on my bottles.
Yes.
And
Barbara, Miss
also they
Eliana.
send the drug information in Braille.
How would
And
she get signed up for
I don't know. I get it through my insurance company, Government Employees Hospital Association. So I have CVS Caremark for GEHA. I'm not sure how you. I bet
I
if you
would.
Google CVS Caremark, you might be able to find a number.
And if not, you can call your pharmacy, ask for the pharmacist, because there's a lot of people. They should be able to direct you into how to, get
Tell you,
signed
the
up.
pharmacist is the one person that drives me nuts. He's a foreign guy whose English is terrible.
Oh, come on. Hey, Greg,
Well,
this is the sweetie. Hi, Jane. How you doing?
hey, that's just sweet. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, Jane, I
Good.
found out that
Treatment.
the breakfast is going to be on a Saturday, but I'm not sure about the date. Can you tell us a little bit
What
about
now?
that?
Oh, it's the 25th.
Okay, the 25th of July.
Yeah,
Everybody.
25th, right.
Okay, and do you know what time 7 is?
I would think it's 8:30.
Oh, that'd be even better.
8:30?
But I don't know.
No,
We'll
wait a minute,
find
wait a
out
minute.
closer
That's not
time.
right. That's not right. Maybe it's at 7 because you got to have it finished before the
Okay.
general session starts if it is. I don't know. I'm not going in
Well,
person, so I don't worry about
oh, okay. Okay.
it. I'm not coming.
Barbara has her
You're not
hand
coming to
up.
the convention?
Barbara?
I also get the CVS Caremark, and like it was mentioned already, that is associated with your insurance plan. I don't know that they offer mail order outside of the insurance plans. I'm also a federal retiree, so the young
I
lady
am
that was
too.
asking about it, if they have mail order, it's a separate program than what she was talking about because.
Okay, see, I have Essence.
Well, but I'm talking about we're both getting it as federal
We're government
employees or
employees. That's
retirees.
part of our insurance,
Yeah,
right?
it's part
Oh.
it's part of the it's one a part of the insurance features. And now they may offer it in other forms. I couldn't tell you because I've not had no reason to investigate that. But what she's referring to, and I get it Braille, and also they also include they do a nice job. They also give you the piece of paper that with all the warnings and alerts and stuff, they give you
I
that in
always
Braille as
read
well.
those.
Yeah, so
Yeah,
it, I well I've
absolutely.
read it
Well,
once and
I
that
don't
was
get those in Braille, so I trash them.
but
Yeah. You
no,
could
but
try Accessible Pharmacy. I don't know what they
yeah, but
do.
see, they're not a preferred pharmacy. My medicines would
Oh,
cost me a
yeah.
lot
Okay.
more.
Yeah. Okay,
That's
did we
why
miss
I'm
any?
using CVS. Otherwise, I'd just use Walgreens.
Yeah.
Because they deliver.
Well,
Well,
see, with this,
CVS
it's
does
mail
have a
order, and you have to wait.
CVS does have a corporate office.
Yeah, I would
Donna,
try
you might could
one
call
other
the corporate
thing.
office and inquire there.
If that doesn't work, contact Script Talk. Now, they also will let you use, if you have a smartphone, you don't have to have that device. You can download an app and you can read everything on that bottle off your, and they have a whole list of pharmacies that even if your particular one isn't signed up with them, they have a whole list that you can use, and they can either do mail order or you can find one like Hy-Vee or Snooks or something that'll deliver, and they work with them.
See, I had Walmart, but they wanted you to, in order to send it, you had to go online and do all this crap online, and they wouldn't talk to me, and they wouldn't do my, somebody tried to pick my stuff up. They didn't have my credit card on file, and they were supposed to, and I got mad, and I just left them. Because I wanted, actually, with CVS, I can call and do it all by phone. I don't have to mess with online and all that stuff.
Well,
And
you
their
can get the
website,
try
Walmart's
that, and
website, is a pain in the butt.
you can try that, and if not, give me a call sometime, and I can see if I can help you.
Okay.
There you go. That sounds good. Mr. President, you have a hand raised. I think it's
Okay.
Sabrina.
Yes, I had heard that Aetna does business with CVS. Would that be Aetna instead of Essence,
I don't know
then
anything
Donna?
about Aetna. I'm not
Okay.
even
That's a
sure
different
what that.
insurance, yeah. That's all I had.
Okay. Anybody else?
Dang, this is just sweet again. What do our dues do?
I would like to have dues by February 15th because I have to get
Okay.
everybody into our database and then start working on the AMMS. So if you're going to be doing it as an affiliate, I need your membership list and your constitution by the 15th of February, and then I'll talk to you about how much you owe based on how
Yeah,
many
how
of your
many
people
members?
are already members
Okay.
and how many life members and all that. So February 15th is the drop dead date.
Okay.
Wow. I have to come up with some money by then.
Yeah, well, there's a question as to whether y'all are going to be submitting everything all together as an affiliate, or whether your people are going to pay themselves this year
Yeah,
and
I know.
then be an affiliate next year. So,
I was just being silly. I'm really working toward getting them back at the affiliate, but I'll be paying my dues regardless.
okay. Yeah.
You mentioned lifetime. What is that? Can you
I'm
pay a
sorry,
certain amount and
lifetime
get
is
a...
$200.
Okay. Thank you.
You just gonna buy me a lifetime, just sweetie?
You know it. I'm outside
Mr.
now on the corner. Go ahead.
President,
Well,
can I
I
add
know that.
something to this, please?
Yes,
We need
yes.
to, the Braille Revival League of Missouri really needs to update our constitution, decide first if we're going to join, then we need to update our constitution. So there's no way we could get it to you, I don't think, by February. So it might have to be next year if we
Yeah,
can't get it
well,
to you soon enough.
that
I
might
don't
be
know,
a
but.
wise way because you wouldn't have to be in a rush. You could encourage all of your people to pay directly this year, and then you'll have a whole year to make sure your constitution's right and get everything, all your ducks all in a row. You could do it that way. But I
Meeting
think we
Sunday,
have a
so what?
meeting coming up. I forget when it is on my calendar.
Sunday.
Is it Sunday? Sunday. Okay, yeah. And we can
Yeah.
talk more about it then too.
At 7, well, that would be 8 for you because you're on Easter,
Yeah.
right?
Right.
Well, maybe if we could, get the Constitution done before then to get it. I don't know yet,
Well,
but
you could just send what you've got, and that
well,
would fulfill BRL's requirement, and then you can just redo it. You could
That's,
do
I
that.
tell you, I don't, I've got a 2012, then I have one that's been updated and no date on it. And so it's somewhat different and doesn't have us belonging to the Braille Revival League of ACB. So that's
Sabrina,
why I thought
I'll
we ought
be
to
at the
do it
meeting.
over.
I'll be at the meeting Sunday, and we can go through all that. I'll help them with some of that stuff.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah, because you can just send me what you've got, and that'll fulfill BRL's requirement. And then just with the understanding that when you get the new one written down, written and updated, you can just send me that. That's fine. Because I'd really rather have y'all join this year as an affiliate.
Well,
you
that's
know,
what
but
I would really like us to do.
Leave the
I
loan
know
back.
there's a lot of concern, you know, about dues and stuff, and you know,
well,
costing
let me
more.
Just tell you an idea. Let me tell you an idea, because this might work for you. How ACB of Maryland does it? We have two geographic chapters, one in Baltimore, one in nearer to DC, but they're both in Maryland. And most of our members are members through those two chapters, one or both of those two chapters. But then we also have CAGDU, which is Capital Area Guide Dog Users, which is a chapter of ACB of Maryland. But usually those people are members through one of the other geographic chapters. So what we've done, the geographic chapters pay the treasurer of ACB of Maryland $8 per person, you know, just like you would pay dues to BRL. But then CAGDU, which is the non-geographic chapter, and since most of their members are already going to be members of ACB of Maryland through one of the chapters, CAGDU pays a flat fee of $25. So maybe you could talk to the Missouri Council of the Blind that since all of the BRL members are probably going to be a member of the Missouri state affiliate through one of the local geographic chapters, right? So why don't they have
Most
BRL
of, us
of
are,
Missouri?
There, I think, are a couple of people who are
Hold
not.
On, let's let her finish first. Go ahead, Jay.
Well, you could, you know, just charge a flat fee to a non-geographic chapter, and then, you know, the people wouldn't be paying twice because they're probably already going to be members through a chapter anyway. You
that's,
know, maybe
that's
a way to think about it.
That's something we got to work on. We're having that cluster problem right now. We're trying to figure out.
I know
out.
That's always been a problem.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's an idea.
So, Jane, so Greg, Jane, explain that to me. So if everybody in Braille Revival League is a member of an affiliate, we will only have to pay a flat fee of $25, or
well,
do I have that wrong?
Well, no, wait a minute. You haven't decided to do that yet.
No,
but
no, I'm just asking the question because I didn't understand.
If all of the, say, all of the members of BRL of Missouri mm-hmm. are also members of, I assume you have chapters of
right,
Missouri.
Yeah.
Okay,
right.
Then you're thinking that all of the people that are members of BRL of Missouri are also going to be members of Missouri through one of the geographic chapters, right?
Right.
So why
okay.
should they pay twice?
I see what you're saying.
So
yeah, okay.
if they pay a $25 flat fee to be members of Missouri,
mm-hmm.
you know, but since those
you.
People have already
okay.
paid per capita through one of the chapters, but then
right.
you'd pay Missouri $25 flat fee, but you still have to pay $10 per person
oh, okay.
for those
okay,
BRL
okay.
people to
yeah.
BRL.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
I got it. I had a problem.
But that
Thanks.
That would be a less
yeah.
burdensome on your chapters, you know, that you know, the BRL of Missouri wouldn't have to pay a per capita fee, you know, per each person to
right.
Missouri.
Yeah.
Now, of course, that's up to
You're right. okay.
Missouri Council of the Blind, you know. I mean, I can't mm-hmm. say that, oh, this chapter
but,
should pay you $25.
Well,
they
see,
love me
the,
for
the
that.
The problem with that is well, let's not throw numbers out there because we're going to confuse people, because I understand what you're saying, but Missouri's dues flat to belong to Missouri Council of the Blind is already at $20. So the numbers wouldn't be exactly what you're saying. They would have to.
Right. Right.
Yes. Yes.
But
yes.
it's just, you know, that's a sticky wicket trying to figure out the dues when your people are members of a state affiliate and a members of BRL. That's a complicating wrinkle. So, you know, you'll have to think about how you want to handle that.
Yes.
Now, did you say that you have somebody, there's somebody in an ACB that can help us with fundraising, give us ideas or anything?
BRL has a fundraising committee, but we've just started. We have a lot of ideas.
All right.
And we haven't really come to, how about if we do this and who does that? I don't know who does that. We're still in the infancy stages of trying to do fundraising. But there was a guide dog, Missouri guide dog users, and they had this company that they sold candy, and that was really nuts and
that's Farmstead Nuts and Treats. Yeah.
Yes, yes, that was really good.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You could think about that. That was fun.
Yeah.
I bought some stuff from them.
Did we do that before?
Guide Dog Users of Missouri did it.
Yeah, I know, but we've done it too, but I don't know who was at the last time.
Oh,
BRL
okay.
did it, and some of our Lions group did it. Different groups have done it, and we all buy from each other. You know how that goes.
Bob, I'm on a meeting.
Yeah, that's
and
seasonal
also we've
right
done
there.
Things
that,
like,
that'll start about September.
I don't remember. I don't believe BRL did the restaurant thing. I know our Lions Club does that a lot. Like with a couple
they're
of
not talking about, no, they're talking about Farmstead, hun.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's a lot of things.
The problem
that you
is,
can
Jane,
do
that when we do our fundraisers, usually we do them in St. Louis, but it leaves our other people that's in the other parts of the state out. And I was trying to find out something we could do that would, be all inclusive, include everybody.
Yeah, that's true. And then you want something where they maintain the inventory. You don't have to buy 300 shoulder bags and put them in somebody's garage, and then they'd have to mail them out. And there's this lady that creates Braille mugs. Oh, it was in the Braille forum, or maybe it was in the BRL memorandum. I forget her name. Kathy Keck? I don't. And we talked about that. And then Blind Girl Design. So there's some things that you can think about. Where you can
just
sit back and roll in the money.
Yeah, there is somebody I remember that does do some Braille jewelry, but I can't think who it is.
Fair. Kelly Fair? I don't know. I don't know. We're still in the infancy stages of that at BRL, so not sure.
I'm sorry.
I didn't catch that.
Somebody was talking to somebody else, hon. It's okay.
Okay.
It's Sabrina. I wanted to say, one thing we would run up against is that in the Missouri Council of the Blind, if you don't pay members at large, dues become a member at large or a member of a local affiliate, if you're just a member of special interest affiliate, then you're not a member of MCB. And I hope that this will just stay simple. I don't, for BRL just to pay the $10 dues for each member and
Sabrina,
and,
we're working
we'll
on
take care
trying
of that
to
later.
Fix that. Yeah, we're working on trying to fix that, Sabrina. It ain't what we prefer, but because of the way that somehow the special interest affiliates weren't paying at some time, then it's a temporary fix. Hopefully we can rectify that in the future, but it will cost more money.
Okay. Anyway, I am a member and I encourage anybody to become a member of ACB on their own as far as that goes, if they want to for now, of ACB Braille Revival League.
Of course, if you're a member of Braille Revival League, you are a member of ACB.
True,
well,
but you're not a member of
Braille Revival League.
No, I meant if you're a member nationally, because I mean, there are people that are members of different special interest groups, and that makes them a member of ACB. I know my friend Harvey, he's in the ham radio. Jane, you know Harvey.
And, of course, and that is
true. And he I don't know if he ever joined a local affiliate or even joined the Maryland Council or what.
He did. Yeah, he's a member of ACB of Maryland, yeah.
Oh, he is? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, because I know before before he moved there, he was just a member of the ham thing, and that.
No, he's a member of ACB of Maryland now.
But okay,
and
now
I
that
did
he's
send
there,
y'all I sent y'all a list of everybody from the BRL
database.
Yeah,
you've got a few people in there that are now deceased.
Okay,
but
can somebody let me know who they are so that I can mark that?
Just mark there, Marie Thompson.
Okay, we will get on.
Can you email me?
Yes, we'll get you updated.
Yeah, there are several
people.
And
I sent it to Donna and Tracy.
Yeah,
you sent it to Tracy and me, and I went through it.
Right.
I was having a bit of a... I wish that was a text file.
I'm sorry.
Because I wanted to put it on my Braille Edge, and it's not going to work in that format that it's in. I don't know
if
there's a way to convert that.
Well, you could save it off as a CSV file. Yeah, you can save it off as a CSV file, and then go into your computer and change that CSV to TXT.
CSV,
and then it'll be a text file, and then you can do it.
I don't know. See, I didn't see that it said what the extension was. The way my computer's working so weird right now. Ever since Microsoft did their famous update, they have screwed my computer up big time.
We'll get it straight now. Don't worry, Jane.
Okay.
We'll get it to you.
See, I'd like to put it on my Cube Braille. And it won't work. It'll say undefined file format the way it is right now.
Any other questions for James?
This is Tracy. I don't know. It was interesting that you were mentioning some of the devices that people can use nowadays. Can you explain some of those?
What do you mean? I don't.
Well, she just mentioned a Braille. What was it called?
Oh, Q Braille and Braille Edge.
It's the same company that did the Braille Edge.
Okay.
Yeah. There are several companies that make Braille displays of various kinds. HumanWare and Selvus and Orbit Research and Blazy Technologies are the four big ones. And you can either get a full-fledged note taker that has word processing and you know, like a computer would, or else you can get what they call an intelligent Braille display that has limited word processing and it doesn't do email or anything. It just depends on what you want. There's a wide range of Braille displays and note taker kinds of things. It just depends on what you want.
What is the price range of those usually?
Braille displays that are just limited word processing. I think Orbit Research has the Orbit 20 and 40 for. They're probably under $1,000. And then you go all the way up to the ones from the complete word processing and email and everything, like a, you know, full-fledged note taker. The Braille Sense 6 and the Braille Note Touch from HumanWare, those are going to be like $5,000 or $6,000. But, you know, your library... if you just want to read with it, the Library of Congress offers an e-reader. Do you have the ZoomX or the HumanWare one?
We have the ZoomX, but I think they're going to start allowing us to have the HumanWare if we want.
Everyone's sending the ZoomXs back. NLS doesn't want to talk about that, but everyone's sending the ZoomXs back. They're a piece of garbage. The HumanWare one is really nice.
I don't know why they didn't just have that one in the first place.
Well, they wanted to try two
different
ones. They wanted to try two different ones.
Yeah, they didn't really try to work on the ZoomXs before putting it out.
The problem that I was having is that those cables that they use are a bunch of crap, and they kept messing up. So I went out and bought me a really good one. a good cable.
Now, yeah. I like the Zoom Max, but I use the cartridge from the library. I don't go too far.
I don't mind the Zoom Max, really, as long as I don't have any problems with it. You know, but I was having issues with, because those cables and then those things they send you with that you use with the cartridge, those things are a bunch of crap, too. So I bought
another thing that might be of interest that doesn't have a Braille display is the Orbit Speak or the Orbit Player from Orbit Research. That's going to be like $8.99 or something. It has a word processor, a calendar, a book reader, and speech. It doesn't have a Braille display. It has a Braille keyboard. That's a possibility too. So there's, I mean, if you're going to be blind, it's a relatively good time because there's all sorts of choices for Braille displays. And, of course there's always a Victor Reader Stream for reading. And then the Orbit player is like the Victor Reader Stream, except it's cheaper.
Now, so the Cube Braille, though, I don't remember the exact price, but that was under 2000. Somewhere between 15 and 2000. I don't remember for sure what I paid for that. But the one thing I love about it is that I can put a file on there and it will convert it to contracted Braille.
They'll all do that.
Cube Braille.
Is that Selvis?
Cube Braille is what I have.
Okay.
That's I think that's Selvis. Used to be Hymns.
Okay.
It is Hymns, but it's still Hymns.
Hold on, honey. You got to let her finish speaking, and let other people talk. Now you're just talking, and you're holding the whole conversation. Okay, go ahead, Jane.
Oh no, that was all. It just said.
Okay.
Any other question?
You know. Any other question? Anybody got any other questions for Jane today?
You can always call me.
Yes.
And you're going to be on our meeting Sunday, right?
I am.
All right, cool.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Jane, unless you got something else,
I'm all talked out.
We really appreciate you coming on today.
Thank you so much. I've enjoyed it.
Okay. All right. Well,
okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right. Trace.
Goodbye.
I'm late, you guys. I'm so sorry. I just looked at the clock and I was like, oh my gosh.
Tracy, who do we got for next week, Tracy? Where'd Tracy go?
I think she's still there.
I think she's muted, Tracy. Probably.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure she got somebody lined up for us. Okay. Anything else anybody want to bring up? Ask me. Scream about.
Then you'll turn left onto Northwest 47th Street.
Wow. Well.
What was that?
Be careful what you ask for, Greg.
You just might get it.
Yep. Sorry, I know I'm late to the party, but.
Oh, you're fine.
I couldn't believe it. I looked at the clock. I was like, oh, man.
We just have to stay after class. That's all.
Yeah, I like to support our guests, you know.
Well, you're going to just have your own punishment now. You're grounded this weekend.
Okay, cool. I think we all may be with that storm coming.
Yeah, really. Don't think we'll be going anywhere.
Nope.
The next stop sign.
All right. Anything else new? Anything? Any announcements? Anybody want to share with us before we take off?
Mr. President, we're going to have our meeting of the Braille Revival League of Missouri this Sunday night at 7 p.m. on the MCB conference line.
Okay.
Anybody wants to join us or learn more about the local affiliate? Why?
Yes,
I do. Do you have to? Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
I was just going to ask you guys, do you have to be able to read Braille? Because I mean, I'm happy to help with any kind of PR you guys need, but I don't know how to read Braille.
No, absolutely not.
Just have an interest in promoting Braille.
Sure. Yes. Okay. Because I am going to the, the Braille Challenge, and there's the Children's Summit coming up, and I wouldn't mind learning more about it, to be honest.
Okay. We'd love to have you come join us.
Sure. Or I'll look for that. You'll send an email, right?
I can do that.
Okay.
I can send one out.
Alrighty.
We're using the MCB line, Sabrina?
Yes, the My One number, the conference line, yeah.
Okay. I'll get an email sent out sometime this evening when I get back home.
Yeah, if I had something in front of me to write with right now, I'd write it down.
Well, it's the same conference line we used to use.
It's what we used to use for this, the 206-806-9.
Just the time I always forget, like today. If I don't set an alarm, it's ridiculous.
I can send the number to you, Debbie. And
She is.
Oh, there's Tracy. Yeah, send me the email or the date and time mainly is what I need.
Okay, and you said that was Sunday at what time?
This Sunday night at 7 o'clock.
This Sunday. Okay. Okay.
Yes, you left us. We were looking for you.
You were looking for me? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I had to step away for just a moment. My mom came by.
Greg, I want to extend an invitation to everybody on here and to let them know you do not have to read Braille to become a member. We want you. We need you. Uncle Sam needs you.
Right.
Hey, what number would you dial? What number do you dial? That's the 206.
I didn't know you was on here.
Do you have the 206 number, Danny?
Yes, that's the number that you dialed, 206-806-5694 or 97, something like that.
No, 9756.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Okay, yes, ma'am.
Danny, you going to be a potential member? Can I count on you?
Yes, ma'am. I'll be there Sunday.
Danny?
You going to consider joining us, Dan?
He just said yes.
I need to go my cousin is here and I need to talk with her right before she leaves and
okay
she came so Sunday, I'll be looking Sabrina. Forward to see you all on Sunday night on the call.
Okay, great, stay safe, bye Sabrina.
No, we don't have anyone confirmed for next week just yet. And we were thinking about rescheduling Jane for next week. But I think we had a good turnout and a good conversation today. I'll let you know, everybody, what guests we have probably early next week.
Sounds good.
Yeah. But it's been great. Thanks so much for all this information and sharing with us.
Yeah, feel bad. an alarm. I had every intention to be on here at 2.
And Tracy, Debbie's on punishment. She can't go out this weekend. She is late.
I have to stay home.
Everybody be safe and have a good weekend, you know.
Yeah, you too.
Ed, and it's always nice to hear you, Anna. We miss you on the board.
Yeah.
I listen to you. You just can't hear me.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
I'm there in spirit or whatever the word is. I listen to y'all. I had to be away for the first part because we had Friends of Wolfner meeting. But after we were done, I came over to y'all.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah. Well, I hope we didn't disappoint.
No, we had a good, excuse me.
Brenda Wolfner. You know Brenda what? I'm gonna have somebody come talk to our staff from Rehab for the Blinded. I was thinking about having somebody from Wolfner come the same day. It'll be the first Thursday in March at the Independent Living Center. So
that'll be blind. Try talking to Lori Brown. She's probably the one they'd send.
Okay. Now, we've had Wolfner on here before, but it might be about time for us to bring them back on here because update on things down there.
Yeah, I was looking. It said they have games and stuff. There's things that they've added. I don't know if they've been on since they added a lot of that stuff, but that might be interesting, honestly.
Yeah.
My mother got on it, and she loves it. She said it changed her life. She just loves Wolfner.
Yes.
They are the best.
Yeah.
That's good to hear. We can try to arrange to have them come back and speak to us.
That's an idea.
We'll keep you posted. Okay, Greg. So I guess that concludes today. What do you think?
Yeah. Yeah,
all right.
I think it was a good meeting. And thanks for everybody's participation.
Mm-hmm. Everybody have a good one
in the corner.
Yeah, stay warm.
You too.
Yeah. That's going to be a little rough there. Bye-bye. Yeah.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Hello.
Good night, John Boy. Hey.
Thank you.